Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Prime Minister Motley defends the timing of the switch to a republic in the face of opposition criticism. Barbados gets an increase in airlift out of the United Kingdom. Barbados records 381 new COVID-19 cases, and the Barbados Water Authority battles challenges as it hurries to resolve a disruption in service to rural parishes. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has defended the timing of the change to a republic this year. Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley, while supporting the election of Dame Sandra Mason as the new president, objected to when and how the change was being made.
We believe the timing is wrong, not the time or period of history at which we have arrived, for truly that is fully our moment. But this moment and the circumstances which preclude a fulsome celebration, a nationally expressed embrace of this step. The country is both distracted and somewhat depressed at this time.
However, Ms. Motley insisted there was no better time and highlighted as an example countries like Barbados feeling they were left to fight the COVID-19 pandemic and other major challenges alone.
Those who were overseas territories or département were given the opportunity to access what they needed to access. And those of us who were independent but still constrained by constitutional monarchy or head of state were still left out there without recourse to anyone. In those circumstances, how can anyone deny the rightness of the moment? Recognizing that more importantly than all of that, that we need a mobilizing force and a unifying force to allow us to fight battles that hitherto in an independent Barbados we have not had to fight.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Meantime, despite objection from opposition Senator Caswell Franklin, the House and the Senate, by overwhelming majority, voted in favor of the new president, which was confirmed by the Speaker of the House of Assembly, Arthur Holder.
And whereas the candidate aforenamed received 18 votes in the Senate and 27 votes in the House of Assembly, being not less than 2/3 of the votes cast in each House. Now, therefore, I, Arthur Holder, Speaker of the House of Assembly of Barbados, do hereby declare the said Dame Sandra Prunella Mason elected as the President of Barbados.
The Speaker of the House of Assembly, Arthur Holder. Opposition Senator Caswell Franklin criticized the process of electing the first president. Yesterday, during the joint meeting at the Lord Erskine Sandiford Center, Senator Franklin expressed his displeasure about the process, resulting in an exchange between him and President of the Senate, Reginald Farley. When contacted, Senator Franklin sought to explain the reason for walking out.
If you want me to do something, tell me what the rules are. They were making the rules as we go along. The ballot paper that they produced and gave to us to vote didn't have any place to vote, no. Now, if you have one candidate and you are saying the person must get 2/3 of the vote, I suppose some of us want to say no. There's no provision for that. Some of after they left and they watched that on the YouTube, realized that they said so and said, well, vote user X for no and a tick for yes, you know. You don't make up rules as we go along, and certainly not while the process is going on. I cannot be part of that. This whole process, as I said, was flawed. This has nothing to do with who is the president. As a matter of fact, it does not bother me one way that who becomes the president. Parler about speaking. It comes from the French word, parler, to speak. And I'm not going to sit there and sit down and be a mute. What bothers me is that we will sit down and mislead the country.
He explained what he believes the process should be.
Notwithstanding, they started wrong. You should have had rules governing this process. No rules were published. The rules were being made up as we were on the floor. When we were trying to speak, they were making up rules. No parliamentary body, no deliberative body makes rules as they go along. And I asked a couple of senators, what are the rules? And all of them I asked said they don't know. If you look at the constitution between that and Tobago, right, they have electoral college regulations. And it settled even the form the ballot paper will take and the form the nomination paper will take. We have nothing.
Opposition Senator Caswell Franklin. Barbados is to expect an increase in airlift throughout the winter season despite challenges from the COVID-19 pandemic. This disclosure from Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins, as she welcomed Aer Lingus, a new service out of the United Kingdom. Senator Cummins told the media that the current occupancy rates are high, with Barbados welcoming just over 2,000 passengers daily.
They're certainly in excess of over 70-80%, and some properties are actually full. We are seeing here at the Grant Yellens International Airport every day, we're processing around 2,000 passengers. Most aircraft are coming in between 90 to 100% full. Sometimes you are unable even to get on a flight. So I think that if we were able to combine the additional airlift, the number of seats coming in on all of those flights, the fact that they're flying full, they have to be staying somewhere, and they're staying in our hotel industry, and our partners, and the majority of them, are reporting that they are seeing very positive outlook for the winter season. So despite the pandemic, despite the challenges that we're all seeing, I think what is important is that we maintain that optimism.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins. Barbados recorded 381 new COVID-19 cases, 170 males and 211 females, from 2,331 tests conducted on Tuesday. The new positives comprise 79 people who are under the age of 18 and 302 who are 18 years and older. There were 636 people in isolation facilities and 3,422 in home isolation. To date, 124 people have died from the viral illness. The Barbados Water Authority continues to battle challenges as it tries to resolve a disruption in service to rural parishes. Director of Engineering of the Barbados Water Authority, Charles Leslie, remains hopeful that the issue will be resolved soon.
So you have customers in like Walkers, Cattle Wash, St. Simons, all those areas have been affected. We've been supplying them with tankers, but I guess it's been challenging because this is day five that we've been here actually dealing with the work. The reason the problem is so challenging is that we cannot open a large section of trench at a time because of the conditions with the soil. When a trench gets too large here, what happens is that you begin to get collapsing of the site. In addition to that, you have the tidal fluctuations to deal with. The excavation is going as far down as 20 feet in the ground. And once we get down to that point, water from the sea begins to come back into the excavation. So that helps to lubricate the materials on the site and you get a lot of collapsing.
That's Director of Engineering of the Barbados Water Authority, Charles Leslie. The Barbados Muslim Association has donated one ambulance to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital to transport COVID-19 patients from the Accident and Emergency Department to the Harrison Point Isolation Facility. Azhar Pandor of the Muslim Association said they were pleased to make the donation to assist the hospital during this very trying time.
We recognize the healthcare challenges of this pandemic and in managing the many facilities across the island. With this comes the need for transport of very ill patients from the Accident Emergency Department and the QAH to these facilities. We understand that transport of a single ill patient is a 2-hour turnaround time, which is a significant burden on the emergency ambulance service. With multiple patients to be transported daily from the hospital, there is now a need for a dedicated vehicle and team. While we cannot provide a team, we expect that this donation will greatly assist in meeting this transport need and ultimately relieve the backlog of COVID patients that can occur in the Accident Emergency Department.
Azhar Pandor of the Barbados Muslim Association. And finally, the World Health Organization reports that the COVID-19 pandemic will go on for a year longer than it needs to because poorer countries are not getting the vaccines they need. Dr. Bruce Aylward, senior leader of the WHO, said it meant the COVID crisis could easily drag on deep into 2022. Less than 5% of Africa's population has been vaccinated compared to 40% of most other continents. Dr. Aylward appealed to wealthy countries to give up their places in the queue for vaccines in order that pharmaceutical companies can prioritize the lowest income countries instead. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Motley defends the timing of the change to a republic in the face of opposition criticism. Barbados gets an increase in airlift out of the United Kingdom for the winter season. Barbados records 381 new COVID-19 cases, and the Barbados Water Authority battles challenges as it hurries to resolve a disruption in service to rural parishes. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Your next newscast is at 8:30. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.